Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1333, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 283 head over to me and whispered to me to be a good boy, and that was all he said to me. Signed, James Conley. Sworn to and subscribed before me this 24th day of May, 1913. Signed, G.C. February. Seal, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Defendant's Exhibit, 38 Statement of Jim Conley, May 28, 1913. State of Georgia, County of Fulton. Personally appeared before me, a notary public, in and for the above state and county, James Conley, who being duly sworn on oath says, I make this statement, my second statement, in regard to the murder of Mary Fagan at the National Pencil Factory. In my first statement, I made the statement that I went to the pencil factory on Friday, April 25th, 1913, and went to Frank's office at 1:04, which is a mistake. I made this statement in regard to Friday, in order that I might not be accused of knowing anything of this murder, for I thought that if I put myself there on Saturday, they might accuse me of having a hand in it, and I now make my sec on D and last statement regarding the matter freely and voluntarily, after thinking over the situation, and I have made up my mind to tell the whole truth, and I make it freely and voluntarily, without the promise of any reward or from force or fear of punishment in any way. I got up Saturday morning, April 26th, between 9 and 9:30. I was at home, 172 Rhodes Street. There is a clock on the Atlanta University, and I looked at that clock after I put on my clothes. I came to the door and ponied some water out of the washpan, and then I looked at the clock on the Atlanta University, but I forget what time it was exactly, but I remember it was between 9 and 9:30. Then I washed my face, and I eat some steak and some liver and bread and drank a cup of tea, and then I sat down in a chair a little while, about 10 minutes, I guess, and then I told my wife to give me back the $3 and if I would get some paper money to keep her from losing it to pay her rent with, and she gave it to me, and I told her I was going to Peter Street, and I went to Peter Street and stopped at the beer saloon near the corner of Peters and Haynes Street, and I bought 2 beers there for myself and got another fellow a beer. I don't know what his name was, but they call him Bob. I don't know where he works, but he had a whip over his shoulder. I stayed in that saloon 3 or 4 minutes, just long enough to drink that beer. And then I walks up to the Button Saloon and walks back to the pool table, and there were 4 fellows.